I'm Sean Crawford. Governor-elect J.B. Pritzker takes office next week on the heels of the most decisive election victory in a generation, and he'll be working to pass his agenda through the biggest Democratic majorities in the General Assembly since the 1960s. That raises a question. What precisely does that agenda consist of? For this week's Illinois Issues Report, our State House editor Brian Mackey set out to catalog the Pritzker agenda, and he joins us now. So, Brian, one of the critiques we heard a lot during the campaign was that Pritzker was not getting specific on policies. Is that what you found?
No. Pretty surprisingly, that's not what I found. I was sort of expecting that. And I think if you base your judgment of Pritzker on what was in the television advertising,
it's time for a governor who will fight for the state of Illinois,
and what was in the debate performances and his speeches, you know, that stuff is geared for a mass audience. It's geared to be consumed in 10-second increments on the television news or on commercials before people have a chance to reach their DVR button. And it's pretty simplified.
That's why I'm asking for your vote in this election.
But if you actually dig down a little bit, he did have a very detailed policy section on his website. There were 21 separate web pages dealing with a bunch of different issue areas. And I just was curious. I added it all up. There are more than 19,000 words of policies. Now, a lot of this stuff is principles, more so than actual specific initiatives, but I was surprised to find that there were a fair amount of specifics there. Reviewing that, I actually even went back and did listen to the debates, and he does, from time to time, get pretty specific even in that context, between all the sort of attacking and rounder failed stuff we heard too.
Let me say why progressive income tax is so incredibly important for this state. In those communities that have been forgotten, that is where we need to focus real resources. I'm in favor of independent maps so you have more competitive elections. I'm in favor of legislative leader term limits. I was the first candidate to put out a plan for expanding health care across the state of Illinois. Of course, we ought to ban bump stocks and ban high-capacity magazines and pass a gun dealer licensing bill. I really believe that we should look seriously at building that airport.
Even the Piatone Airport, which who has talked about that in state government for the last 4 to 8 years, got a specific mention in a debate. And as he mentioned there, you heard his plan for opening the state Medicaid program for everyone. And so there is actually quite a bit there. It's a long checklist if you want to follow along at home.
Well, arguably the biggest issue facing the state is the financial problems it has. What's his plan there?
Well, we heard him a moment ago talking about the graduated or progressive income tax. From his standpoint, that is not an immediate fix. That takes 2 years before it could go on the ballot, and then voters still have to approve it, and there's going to be a lot of opposition to that. So in the interim, he had previously talked about changing the state tax system to make it introduce a little more progressivity, try and get more money from people, but he seems to have backed off of that. So really, it's a bit of a mystery where he's going to try and fix the financial problems. His budget address is in February, and we'll be waiting to hear where he stands on that.
So we know he has a lot of priorities. Do we know what his top priorities are?
Yeah, his people basically say he's going to start by focusing on, I guess, what they call the kitchen table issues, raising the minimum wage, trying to bolster the support for labor unions in state government, things like that, things that with Democratic supermajorities should be fairly easy for him to get through, and perhaps set some of the more challenging, expensive plans for later in his administration.
Okay, we'll see what happens. I'm Sean Crawford. That's Brian Mackey. And you can find Brian's full Illinois Issues report on the Pritzker agenda. It's on our website, nprillinois.org.